is always am happy to join now with you this time. How far you have come, my dear friends, that you have progressed so in such a short period of your earth time. I know that you are well aware of the subtle changes which have occurred in your individual lives. No matter what that daily life may be, each of you has moved forward.
And we all thank you so much, Sadhguru, for your teaching, which has been highly instrumental in this. Thank you.
Our thanks go to you all. Without your dedication, without your striving to give the truth and knowledge, it would not be as simple for us. So therefore, I thank you all. And to you, dear friend, for the many hours devoted to putting into written word all that has been given to you.
Thank you, Sadhguru. I try in that respect.
You sound really well. Yeah.
All of you are responsible for these happenings. And I would encourage you, my dear friends, to continue, not only in spreading the word, but in your own self-development. That is important also. And we have endeavored to help each and every one of you in that course.
Thank you.
I am sure that if we were to speak individually, you could all name one powerful change in your lives that you are aware of since becoming much more knowledgeable about the spirit.
Yes, speaking for myself, I certainly find in writing that ideas come from spirit, and makes that part of my work so much more interesting and refreshing.
Yes. We will always be close by whenever there is dedication to our work. Does anyone else wish to say what they feel has been their greatest asset?
I think for myself it would be knowing the power of thought.
Good.
Has probably impressed me as, and other things as well, but that one perhaps especially.
And I think your telling us not to judge because you can't see the whole picture, that's had quite a big influence on me too.
Good.
And a sort of freedom when you feel that the only real thing that matters is the awareness you gain in this lifetime and the help you get with it. All the other daily matters are far less important than this truth and love that we're seeking.
I feel on a daily basis that my life is still very complex physically, if you know, the things I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and I don't always feel in control of those thoughts, but I think I've become more placid, and I think I'm less fearful. I think that's the biggest one, less fearful of the future. I put my trust more in spirit, actually, and look at it rather more through spiritual eyes rather than physically being fearful of what's going to happen in the future.
Well, I can say the same as Jan. She's taken the words from me, actually. Because I'm not as fearful now. I have more faith and I trust in what comes to us from spirit. Especially with healing. And I feel that since I've been coming here, which is not all that long, that I have grown somewhat to be a better person all round. Thank you.
I think I'm less anxious than I used to be. I think like Lillian, very aware of when my thoughts are wrong, and I seem to get a tap on the shoulder and delete them if I think they were bad, if they were wrong. Not always, I know. I know when I'm out of kilter and not on course, I think. What you just said, Anne, I think we all feel that. It's quite a good way to put it.
It is wonderful for us to hear each of you speak, and I give back to you the credit for that, because without your love, without your openness and willingness to listen, we could do very little. Therefore I say to each one of you, my dear friends, that please to continue along your pathway, because you are all on the right pathway now. We will always try to influence, we will always try to protect, but ultimately whatever happens in your earthly life, is your own responsibilities. And although we can help, well, we are limited in what we might do for you. That is why it is essential that you voice those needs for healing, for love, for guidance, for all of these things. I can only say to you that it brings to us great joy to know that there are within a group of such diverse peoples a unity of love and knowledge. And I do thank you all.
Said this before, but you thanked us for listening to you, but in actual fact, you know, it's helping us to lead an easier life, I would say, because we've had the teachings. So it's nice of you to thank us for going, you know, for listening to you, but in fact, it's very much to our benefit to do so. So, yeah, our thanks have to go back to you, even though you say no, you don't want any thanks. Without you, we wouldn't have gone this far.
Hey, thank you for your words. It is adjusting some energy, please bear with me. You cannot see, my friends, the transition that occurs in your own daily lives because you are too involved in that life. But from spirit, we see that wider picture. So I can say to you, each one of you is on a pathway of deep knowledge and love. I am sure you are all aware of the different types of love that you encounter each day of your life. You are aware of the many problems which are placed before you. But that is part of life. No one said that your lives would be easy because in overcoming difficulties you gain an inner strength. I am sure you would all agree.
Yes.
But with that spiritual knowledge comes a much deeper responsibility on your part. Because the more you know of spiritual truth, the more responsibility it places upon your shoulders. And that is not always an easy thing to accept.
It's the progression that is necessary to have a certain amount of, shall I say, suffering. Several of us are continuing to read the Lobsang Rampa books, and that gentleman suffered so much and overcame so much and had such spiritual development.
Yes.
That it makes our little problems seem trivial by comparison.
Everyone's problem is individual to them. To overcome and surmount any difficulty in your life can be lesser or greater on the spiritual growth pathway. What is important, no matter the problems, is that you do understand and overcome them. Then you are feeding that greater light within. You are becoming brighter each time you take charge of any difficulty. So, although there are many people on this earth plane who would seem capable of much, do not denigrate your own abilities, no matter how small the problem. The important area is that you overcome.
I do think that, well, I'll just speak for myself, but you're saying, you know, we don't realise how we're developing. And I think maybe, you know, that is true, but what I have found is that when you are not doing the right thing, you become very aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that in itself helps to put you on the right path, I think.
Yeah, yes, that is part of the responsibility, the recognition of that responsibility. That is why you have that great awareness, because it is your spirit speaking, not to the physical being. And I know you all understand these words, but sometimes we feel we must reiterate these things for you. Not only to repeat those words, but to encourage and to uplift you, to know that you are traveling your pathways in the correct way.
Okay.
Now,
just going to, on what Sarah said, you know when you're not doing it, perhaps living your spiritual truths. Is it sort of like when you feel bad inside?
Yes.
That's when you haven't been doing it right. But when you're feeling good, then you, that's when you probably are making the right choices.
Yes. We do not expect you to be perfect beings. Whilst... yes. I am aware of your doubts. But you have come far, my dear friend. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what is to come.
No. I as I said, I'm trying not to anymore. There's one person in my life that you've mentioned before that you know that's where the fear centres around.
Yes.
And it's, I worry about, and I'm getting emotional, but they're, I'm amongst friends, so it doesn't matter. I worry monetarily.
Yes.
About our future. I worry about him leaving me and passing early like his dad. And he works so hard that I sometimes feel that although I support him, and I know I do, that I don't do enough. And that's where most of my fear comes from.
Yes, but you cannot fear for another, because they have to live their lives as they see it. You can support, you can encourage, but you cannot change another's life pathway. So, my dear friend, you have to try to understand your own self. You have to go deep within. Only there will you find the strength and the encouragement to go forward.
Hmm.
You must. It is the only way. Life upon this earth is but a fleeting moment in all of existence.
Hmm.
You can never lose someone that you truly love.
No, I know that, sensibly, I know that, but,
I know your fear is great. Mm. That is one of your life's challenges,
oh.
Is fear.
Mm.
You know this, we have spoken before.
I know.
But you have to change that pattern of thinking.
Because the fear doesn't help yourself, but the fear doesn't help the one she loves either, does it?
Mm.
Her fear is a sort of a negative thing, and that surely must be influencing the one she's talking about.
There are only two ways, love and fear.
Mm.
They are the two sides to the same. Love, hate and fear.
But it's because I love that person.
I understand.
The fear goes with it.
Yes. But you cannot put upon that person.
I don't think he's aware of my fear.
No. You cannot put him forward as being the cause of your
my fear.
Fear.
That's a way of putting it.
Yes. You have to take that responsibility yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can achieve this is to go inward.
Mm.
You can influence with love by going inwards.
Mm-hmm.
You can change to a certain degree this way of thinking with love and with quiet solitude. you understand?
Yes.
That is the best way to deal with your fear.
Well, it has got better.
Yes. You have become stronger. Mm. But it is a very deep fear.
Mm.
And I will say something which I do not like to do, but this fear is not of this lifetime.
No. I've already sussed that one out for myself.
Yes. So now is the lifetime that you have the capability of changing
and mending that.
Those thought patterns.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah, internally I've had that conversation with myself.
Yes, you know. You all know, really, when there are problems, you all have the answer to put them right.
But the fear is what causes that spiritual emotion to crumble like it just did.
Yes.
It's in a normal, everyday setting, that doesn't happen. But it's like going to counselling when that emotion is allowed to come out of the box, it's overwhelming.
Yes, but you have been true to yourself. You have allowed those feelings to be expressed and in some way relinquished.
Yeah, so that doesn't
each
happen
time.
Often.
Yes, exactly. So do not be too harsh
on myself.
On yourself.
Right.
Recognize your fears and try to deal with them.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, I do. I do, thank you.
Yes. Now, my dear friends, I feel for this time I have spoken to you long enough. I feel great joy this evening in being with you.
Shall
in being part of each one of you, and know always I endeavor to help and encourage you at all times.
I'm sure you'll feel that joy, Sullivan.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you once again, Sullivan.
Thank you.
You've helped us again.